Tonight, majority in Parliament block and battled MPP MP for Pandai from speaking in the House, insisting he is no longer a member of Parliament due to a High Court ruling.
So the Honourable Nyindam is now a persona non grata. I pray that he must even be marched out of the chamber. Let us not, for whatever convenience, attempt to frustrate others. Mr. Speaker.
We have more as minority tear into Ghana's judiciary with its leader accusing the bench of shameful conduct after a judge announced the parliamentary election in Pandai.
The judiciary must know that their actions and inactions to serve the interests of whoever their paymaster is has the tendency of destroying our peaceful republic. We will not mince words. They can conspire to call us one by one for a so-called contempt of court.
Plus, we're live in Pandai where scores of MPP supporters took to the streets today to protest the High Court's decision to annul the elections. We have more of that here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, Enjoy Holy Sleep, and also by Shield Pension Trust, Into the Future with you. Now, let's settle for details. Tonight, the NDC majority in Parliament blocked and battled MPP MP for Pandai Matthew Yindam from speaking in the House, insisting he is no longer a member of Parliament after a Tamale High Court annulled the parliamentary elections for the constituency. The two sides disagreed on the status of the MP in the wake of the ruling, with the minority leader Alexander Afeo-Makin tearing into Ghana's judiciary, accusing it of serving political interest. It will be recalled that on Monday, the court upheld an election petition filed by the NDC candidate in the 2024 election and ordered a rerun in 30 days. Addressing journalists in Parliament earlier in the day, the minority leader described the conduct of the courts as shameful and serving interest of certain paymasters.
That their actions and inactions to serve the interests of whoever their paymaster is has the tendency of destroying our peaceful republic. We will not mince words. They can conspire to call us one by one for a so-called contempt of court. We are criticizing their shameful conduct. We are not afraid. We are ready to be in Nsawom for their so-called contempt. The world will see their disgraceful conduct. We will not sit aloof and allow them to undermine the very rule of law that they are supposed to protect. How can a judge who calls himself a judge sit in court and misconduct himself in such a manner and expect the country to be quiet? Now here is where the matter becomes even more extraordinary. This order, an order with massive political, legal, and democratic consequences, was pronounced without the court's full judgments, as I've stated supra. There were no written reasons, no factual findings, no legal analysis, just a naked directive issued into the public domain. And the whole constituency is now being told that there must be a rerun. I am a practicing lawyer of experience at the bar. I understand that court occasionally deliver rulings with reasons to follow, but such a practice is the exception, not the rule. And it is never acceptable approach when the stakes are this high.
Well, let's take you to Parliament now and bring in our Parliamentary Affairs correspondent, Kweku Asante, who joins us with more. Kweku, the minority leader claims that the NDC knew about the judgment of the court even before it was read in open court. What was his basis? Kweku, do I have you? I want to find out from you, because the minority leader claimed that the NDC knew about this judgment of the court even before it was read in open court. And I want to find out what basis did he have upon which he made this claim. Okay, let me take you back to Parliament. Kweku, I want to just first know the basis on which the minority leader claimed that the NDC knew about this judgment of the court even before it was read in open court. Okay, Kwaku Asante, has just walked into the studio from Parliament to give us details of that. Kwaku. So I wanted to understand on what basis did the minority leader claim that the NDC knew about this judgment?
Well, he says some NDC officials, the executives, including the regional minister and other persons, all came in the court excited, in a jubilant mode, as though they already knew about the judgment that was going to be read by the court. And certain things that have happened around the court just gave them indication that the NDC may have been tipped off of the ruling of the court, and that is why they came to court in that manner. Listen to the minority leader again.
The sad part of it is that the NDC candidates and his supporters were aware of the judgment before the day, to the extent that on the day of the said judgment, the regional minister led a team of NDC party faithfuls into the courtroom, anticipating the expected results. The result that they were going to have judgment in their favor. The judge, who spent minutes, walked out of the courtroom claiming that his judgment will be ready on Friday. Meanwhile, in less than 24 hours, a court order was being served on Parliament and Honorable Nyindam. What kind of kangaroo judicial system we having now in Ghana?
Well, Kwaku, the MPP group said they will challenge this decision to the full extent possible.
Well, yes, we know that the Member of Parliament has now filed a notice of appeal. He's going to appeal this to the Court of Appeal.
And a stay of execution as well.
All of that currently pending before the court. And they say they have a message to the people of Pandai that as far as they are concerned, a Member of Parliament is still Matthew Nyindam, and they're going to fight this to the very end.
Let me first speak directly to the people of Pandai. To the people of Pandai, your Member of Parliament, Honorable Matthew Nyindam, remains the sitting Member of Parliament for the Pandai constituency. He remains a full Member of Parliament. He remains a proud and active member of the Minority Caucus and the New Patriotic Party. No person, no institution, and certainly no flawed judicial order can suspend the mandate you freely and lawfully conferred upon him unless and until the appellate process, properly invoked and fully exhausted, runs its lawful course. He will continue to serve you with dedication and dignity. Let me state this emphatically and without equivocation. The minority will lawfully resist any attempt, whether subtle or brazen, to bar him from representing his people. We will not permit democratic legitimacy to be overturned by judicial improvisation.
Kwaku, let's talk about Matthew Nyindam himself, because he is the one at the center of affairs here. Now, he was in the House for the first time since this court's ruling. What happened when he came to court?
So, while this news conference was happening, in fact, he was the one standing on the right hand of Alexander Afenyo-Makin in blue suit and red tie. And then he now comes into the chamber. He sits on his chair for about an hour or even 2 hours, because this press conference happened just after 1 or 2 thereabouts. No one comments, no one says anything. So the debate on the 2026 budget has been going on. In fact, they take a pause, they pass the VAT bill, and then they come back to continue. And then the minority have given their list to the deputy speaker to call in terms of who is debating next. They mention the name Matthew Nyindam. He gets up, trying to shuffle his papers. In fact, he starts speaking, Mr. Speaker, the 2026 budget. But Roxy Nelson, the final call, is on his feet. And he says that
you have none of that.
Yes. As far as they in the NDC are concerned, Matthew Nyindam is a stranger. He's not a member of parliament. He should not be in the chamber. And in his words, he's persona non grata.
As the honorable member for Pandai was flawed, and therefore that election has been ordered to be rerun. Mr. Speaker, ipso facto, the Honorable Nyindam is no longer a member of this house. He's not. He's not. So hear me. So hear me, so that you can respond. So by oppression of law, is no longer a member of this house with a voice. That's number one. That's number one. That's number one. That's number one. Number two, Mr. Speaker, we have received the court orders, and receive proof of service. The orders of the court has been duly served on Parliament. It was served yesterday. Speaker, Speaker, it will serve the minority to listen to me in silence. I have a copy of the proof of service of the orders of the Tamale High Court dated yesterday, 24th of November, and served on Parliament. If he's minded to appeal the decision of the High Court, it is his right, and he has done so. But it is right that mere filing of an appeal does not operate as a stay of execution of the court's orders. Mr. Speaker, I'm not raising this matter whimsically, because precedence will guide us. Mr. Speaker, when the Honorable Jachi Kwesi was ordered by the court that he should go through re-election, rerun of his elections, members of this side at the time, mainly led by the now minority leader, spoke vociferously against the fact that the Honorable Jachi Kwesi cannot be entertained in this house. The issue was raised by Professor Kingsley Nyaku. He used to sit here.
So that is Dafiamokpo raising that particular issue. But the minority responded. They won't sit and take any of that.
Oh, yes.
What did they say?
Alexander Afenyo-Makin said that the claims of the majority chief are completely unfounded. Listen to him.
I want him to bring Hansard with proof that first deputy speaker, or your good self who was the second deputy speaker in the 8th parliament, ordered Mr. Jachi Kwesi out of this chamber because there was a high court order. I am aware that the matter came up, but no such order was directed, because I also remember that your side argued that he had filed a stay of execution pending the hearing of his appeal. They intimidate, insinuate, and act up. When they are getting the same taste, a bite of their actions, then they are crying. If they don't have the energy, they should be quiet and listen. After all, I've been here, this is my fourth term. Mr. Speaker, we are not here with manpower. We are not doing a macho business in this chamber. So, we'll be told that a certain 189 has the macho power to move Honorable Nyindam out. No.
At an interesting day in Parliament. Kweku, how did the Speaker rule on this matter?
Well, the Deputy Speaker, in fact, the second Deputy Speaker, Andrew Mokun Siama, was in the chair, was scribbling his note as though he wanted to make a ruling on this matter. But then someone just walked briskly to the dais of the Speaker and then started whispering something into his ears. Apparently, that was a message from the Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagin himself. And he says he wants to be in the chair when a determination is made on this matter. And so the Speaker, Alban Bagin, has frozen any determination on this. And he says no progress should be made on this. And when he takes the seat, perhaps tomorrow, he will do something. Listen to the second deputy speaker on this.
Honourable members, I listened to the application by the majority chief whip. I've also listened to the minority leader. The Speaker of Parliament has indicated to me that I should freeze this particular matter relating to Honourable Martin Yindam. And therefore, I'm not going to make any comment on it. I pray that we hold on with the discussion or the commentary on the budget and move on to something else. So that is my discussion. So Mr. Speaker will take on this matter when he takes the seat.
Well, this is still Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's whole insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep, and also by Shield Pension Trust, into the future with you. We've been joined on the line by Matthew Nyendam, who is MP for the Pandai constituency, joining us on the telephone lines now for us to have a discussion with him. But let me bring in Tanko Rashid Computer, who is Deputy Director of Elections and IT for the NDC. Tanko, I'm grateful to you for joining. Now, the minorities say that because he's filed a stay of execution and the fact that he's appealed against this, he must be allowed to stay in the House. But your side say they won't allow this.
Well, let me say good evening to you and your cherished listeners and our former MP for Panda, Martin Nyendam. In fact, he's no more an MP until his appeal is properly done and processed and heard. He's not. And so we stand by majority in Parliament to make sure that they don't allow him to participate in any processes in the House. The fact that you have given notice of appeal doesn't mean that you have actually been granted that relief. They have done that severally on us, and we have seen it. So the majority is right in Parliament by saying that he should not participate in any parliamentary proceedings.
Okay. I'll bring you in, but let me go to Matthew Nyendam himself, MP for Pandai constituency. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, do I have you, sir?
Hello?
Hello, Matthew Nyendam. I'm grateful that you could join us to speak on this matter. The court says the election that elected you to be Member of Parliament for the people of Pandai has been annulled. It means that the election in itself did not even happen. Why are you still holding yourself out as the MP?
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful. I think that, just like you have said, we've gone to court, a pronouncement was made. We have taken further step. Why do we call stay? I am not a lawyer. My lawyers have spoken to me. I have on record, although the chief whip who raised this matter on the floor, he's on record, and I have his voice, where he has repeated exactly the same thing my lawyers have told me, that in event that a ruling is given and you appeal and you file a stay of execution, it remains as it is until otherwise. You still do your work as a Member of Parliament. And the Fiamakpo, as a lawyer, has said this severally. I don't know why today he has decided to go whichever way he went. But like I told you, I am a very, very law-abiding citizen. I lost election in 8th Parliament. Did you see me in 8th Parliament? Did you see me performing any duty? Did you see me carry myself as a Member of Parliament? No. I have the mandate of the people. They voted overwhelmingly for me. And I've come to Parliament. I will respect the court decision any time. I will be the last person to disrespect the courts. In as much as I disagree with the ruling that has come. I'm happy, although I have not debated, and my people wanted to actually see me, that I want to contribute or comment on the budget and let them know my take on the budget. But he came to interrupt it. The speaker himself was not there. The right honorable speaker himself was not there. He's called for those issues to be halted, which has been halted. And we're looking for the speaker to come in. But the lawyers have advised me that, look, they're fast stay. They've given me copies of rules of proceedings and other laws that when you fast stay, what happens? I've read about them. The interpretation does not lie in my hands.
Okay.
But let's wait and see what speaker will say. And if you go, I'm sure very soon there will be videos that will pop up where the Fiamakpo himself was defending this issue. Mm. And let it be told that, look, for him to say that the majority by then prevented Honorable Judge Kwesion from entering the floor and here and there, that issue is not true. Facts don't back it. He carried himself, he performed his responsibility as a Member of Parliament until the case finally was determined. So I think that I still remain a Member of Parliament. What has happened on the floor today, it is the Fiamakpo's view, which he aired on the floor. The same way the minority leader also brought his view, he also aired it on the floor of Parliament. And then the ruling came that Speaker wants himself to talk about it. Let's wait and see what happens. I am a very law-abiding MP. I will never be lawless.
Mr. Yindam, will you be in Parliament tomorrow?
Oh, why not? I will still be in Parliament. If you want to come tomorrow, you will see me. If you want to be, you know, you are my friend, you can come around.
Despite the fact that the majority say that they will work
majority,
it out.
The majority is not the law. Is the majority the law? The Shemakwa is not the law. Is it the law?
Hold on for me. Let me bring in Rashid Tanko Computer. Rashid, I mean, the Member of Parliament has filed a stay of execution. He's appealed this particular matter. Why do you still think that despite the process he's begun, he should still be denied his response or his duty to represent his people?
My brother, Honorable Martin Yindam is a former MP as we speak now. Look, he was perpetrating illegality by entering into the chamber of the house. That was an illegality. He is an affront to the laws of this country. The judiciary have taken a decision on this. In fact, they are the interpreters of our laws. They have taken a decision on this, and he's there violating the decision of the judiciary. In fact, the majority should prevent him. Nobody should allow him to enter into the chamber tomorrow. That's an easy look. It's a personal non grata. Until otherwise determined by the competent court of jurisdiction, which of course they have to go back to the court, the high court, if they want to vary the decision. Proper stay of execution, it will be heard on the 17th. It has not been heard.
So
that matter has not been heard yet.
So is it your plan to put your side on the lookout for to prevent Matthew Yindam from entering the house?
No. We have to make sure that he doesn't enter the house because he's not a member of parliament. We must be, look, we have to protect the laws of this country. As citizens, we must make sure that the laws work. We shouldn't allow people to take the law into their own hands. And that is what they are doing.
So tomorrow, your side will prevent him from entering? Is that what you're saying?
He's not a member of parliament. We will use all lawful means. In fact, we are not going to use violence. Nobody. The NDC is the most lawful political party. We will not use violence means to stop him. We will use lawful means to prevent him from entering the chamber of parliament. He's not a member of parliament. The sanctity of parliament must be protected.
Okay.
Walk into the chamber and we're going to sit down there and want to transact business. Am I a member of parliament?
You won't wait for the speaker to make pronouncement before you act.
The law is the law. If the speaker makes a ruling and think that we should wait until he should continue to make participate in parliamentary proceedings until such that his motion that he has filed for stay of execution is heard and upheld, then he can continue. But now it has not been heard.
So if the speaker rules that he must be allowed to stay in the house, will the NDC respect the decision?
Why won't we respect the decision of the speaker? We will respect it, and we will respect the decision. How we respected the decision of the court? We've gone to court severally. We lost. We respected the decision of the court. When they did that to Judge Kwesi Asinoff, didn't we respect it? Okay. They put an injunction of the man and stopped him from coming to parliament.
Okay, I'm grateful to you, but still stay with me. Let me bring in Matthew Yindam again. Mr. Yindam, so, I mean, having filed your appeal against that judgment and the stay of execution, when a court has not granted you those applications or those permissions, why are you still of the view that you can still carry yourself out as a member of parliament?
You know, for avoidance of doubt, just like my Tanko said, I don't want to debate Tanko or say anything about Tanko because, one, he's not a member of parliament. So he may also just be saying his view just like he has said. He's not also a lawyer. This is what the Fiamak boss said, okay, in a similar situation. He said, in the matter of high court declaring a parliamentary election void, when the affected MP files a stay of execution pending the determination of the appeal, the decision of the high court always stays and the MP continues to be an MP. The Fiamak boss, this is June 2021. That is what he said. And Judge Kwesi continued. He the same Dafiamapo.
But honorable, Dafiamapo's viewpoint remains his viewpoint, and the law, the position of the law, will remain the position of the law.
You are right. In this case, he's the lead. He even started the matter. And this is his position in June 2021. I just read to you. Okay? I don't, like I said, it's only the speaker who is the head and has the authority when it comes to some of these matters. And he has indicated that that issue will be left until he comes. That is it. So I don't want to be running myself here up and down. In any case, I am not a lawyer.
Okay.
And like I told you, 2020, when I lost the election, 4 years, I've never been to parliament. I don't come there. I have been called to serve, and I'm serving. If today's speaker comes and he says this is what he thinks, I respect him. We are not a law-abiding citizens. I still hold myself as the MP for Kwandai, and that is what the law or my lawyers have told me. And even I take inspiration from Dafiamapo's own words. June 2021. I'm inspired by his words.
Okay.
So let's see what God does.
If the speaker rules that you should vacate your seat, will you respect that?
Why not? Why not? He's the speaker of parliament. And when it comes to the interpretation of the standing orders and the constitution on the floor of parliament, it is the speaker who presides. And if you want, a speaker gives a ruling and you want to debate it, there is a way you can come. You can't just get up and say, I disagree with you. You have to come with a substantive motion. So in this case, if speaker comes and he interprets it and says that this is what should happen, what will I do? I don't have anything. My lawyers are in court. Let's wait and see what will happen. But eventually, like I told you, we are a minority and we respect the law. I respect the law myself. And as MP, as I see today, I remain the MP. That's what I know.
Matthew Ndaba, I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. He is the MP for Kwandai constituency. We also spoke to Tanko Rashid Computer, Deputy Director of Elections and IT of the NDC. Let's now take you to the Kwandai constituency now. Well, so this happened in the constituency today as members of the MPP demonstrated against this particular decision. We've been joined by the constituency youth organizer of Kwandai, Joseph Lado. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. But the court has taken a decision. If you disagree, you have to head to court. Why demonstrate? Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
I'm asking that why demonstrate when the court has taken a decision, and if you disagree, you have to head back to court.
Okay. Let me use this opportunity to greet all your listeners and again say hi to the people of Kwandai. Yes, point of correction. We have never demonstrated. It was a press conference we organized to register our displeasure. And after the press conference, we had a peaceful walk to just stretch ourselves and came back to our converging point.
Okay.
We never demonstrated.
Okay. So why a press conference when you can rather resort to court or prepare your members to be part of the a possible election if the court still holds the view that that particular election is still annulled?
Okay. Okay, thank you. The press conference was very necessary because not everybody in Kwandai here who gave his mandate to Honorable Matthew to go and serve in parliament will get opportunity to get to the courtroom to hear what is happening there. And there was a need for us to brief them what the court has said. There was a need for us to brief them so that we'll all be on the same page. But I believe this press conference came after the ruling came, and we owe them a duty just as they have given us their mandate and has given their mandate to Honorable Matthew to go and represent us. We owe them a duty to report back to them the findings and the ruling that the court has given to us. So the press conference was very necessary.
Okay, all right. I'm grateful to
Unlike
you.
I'm
grateful that the constituency youth organizer of Kwandai, Joseph Lado, for the MPP. This has been Top Story. Up next, it's Newsnight.